In a lot of cases, it really takes 10 years to get to be a successful solopreneur or be that, you know, a big success in entrepreneurship. So welcome back. This is Ten Mutinere, General Tomahawk, here with another episode. And here I really want to talk to you about the 10-year success journey of a solopreneur, because I've been realizing just lately, based on the stories, you know, of successful solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, a lot of solopreneurs, for some reason, that 10-year number just kind of keeps popping up when I look at a lot of different case studies. And it's really remarkable. I was watching a video not too long ago of Joel Marion, the internet marketer, and kind of talking about his 10-year success journey from being a school teacher to an internet marketer and being really one of the big success stories in that. The guy built a really massive empire, I think, in the supplement space. And he did a whole bunch of other things as well. But when you dig into the story, you discover it wasn't just an overnight success. It was more like 10 years to overnight success, you know, which is kind of intense. And a lot of people would not be able to put in that kind of grind, put in that kind of daily in and out. You know, I'm in the trenches, blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, that's what it is. But that's kind of the journey. It's not going to be handed to you easy. You know, you got to kind of do your work and you got to do whatever it takes. And another big success story in entrepreneurship as well, Gary Vaynerchuk. He runs a big advertising agency and very inspirational story. But when you look at his story again, he started working early on in his dad's liquor store. And, you know, he didn't become a hit overnight. Nobody knew about him. But like 10 years later, I think he kind of was on the map in a, you know, in increasingly in a big way. And nowadays, a lot of people know him. He's one of the most famous entrepreneurs, which is a real neat. But it's that story again of in the trenches, doing the work day in, day out. And it's like a 10-year success journey, you know, because like on day number one, nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows what you're doing. And if you're trying to get clients, especially as a solopreneur, nobody knows about you. Nobody knows you even exist. And even if they know about you, they don't know how good you might be. And so it can be a bit of a grind. And it takes a long time. It really does take a long time to get to where you're trying to get to. And another great 10-year entrepreneur, solopreneur success story that I really like is Andy Frisella. He's blown up big in the supplement space. He's kind of in the fitness space. Supplements, you know, a whole bunch of kind of businesses that he has done, and he shares a lot of motivational kind of talk as well. I used to really tune into his MF CEO podcast, and now it's kind of changed a little bit, but it's still going strong. I probably need to take a listen again, but it's a resource I would recommend any solopreneur, entrepreneur. Go check out Andy's podcast, MF CEO podcast, man. It's what's up. It's a lot of fun. But when you dig into Andy's story, you know, just like these other guys, he kind of went through that 10-year grind I'm telling you guys about, and that you got to kind of expect if you want to be a solopreneur, if you want to be the next entrepreneur success story. Like, don't expect this to be easy. You're going to be tested. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a grind. It's going to be hard. It's going to be blood, sweat, and tears. And when I look at my own solopreneur journey, you know, it's been a grind, right? Like, you know, it's been tough, but then it's been easy. That's the thing about my journey. is like, the more I've gone on in my journey, the more I realized everything kind of was, is even the hard parts. Like, hard, in a sense, if you think something is hard, in a sense, you're being lazy. You know, you should expect, because that's just part of, work is just part of, the process. You're not going to get an NBA championship handed to you for doing nothing. Same thing, like, you're not going to expect to be a great entrepreneur without breaking a sweat, right? Like, that's the processes. Go in, expect it to be hard, expect it to be a lot of work, but realize, like, if you put in the work, you do your 10 years as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, if you play the game right, it's almost impossible not to, not to win at the game, not to be a champion, not to, so that's what I encourage you guys, is really go into this with the right mindset. Even if you're an experienced solopreneur and you're wondering why some milestones might be taking time for you to get to, recognize it's part of the process, 10 years is nothing in the grand scheme of things. It's a big chunk of your life, but it's nothing in the grand scheme of things. It's going to pass anyway. So you might as well become a great solopreneur, a great entrepreneur whilst you're at it. That's all I have for you today, and I'll catch you in the next episode.